来て。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord, and we are back with Grimm's Hentai Corner and more discipline. Let's get started.
起きてよ。
Wake up. Come on, wake up. Shake, shake, shake.
起きなさいってば。
I said get up. Shake, shake, shake.
起きろっちゅーの。
I said wake up.
いた。もう少し寝かせてってば。
Ouch, ow, let me sleep a little longer. I clinged to my covers, but Otokawa is dragging me out of bed, covers and all. Ouch! The pain from her attack and the pain from yesterday jolt me out of sleep. I look at Otokawa with sleepy eyes. Come on, let's go, morning training. Okay, I know.I lift my heavy body and manage to stand up. Ouch! I'm sore from practicing yesterday. Stop grumbling and get dressed. Everyone's tired, so pull yourself together.Fine. Pull myself together. I get ready to go to school while Otokawa rushes me. Otokawa practically drags me to campus. I change into my uniform and head out to the field. Everyone's already there. They're playing catch to loosen up. Otokawa already has the contraption on. She heads for the mound. You're late. Did you oversleep again? You're only fast when it comes to sex.Miyagishi gives me a hard time. Mind your own business. Go on, get going. I'll hit some balls, so you go out there. Takagawa's been waiting for you. I look and I see Takagawa wheezing. He looks like he's going to die. Hurry, go on. I don't have a choice, so I go wait for the ball with Takagawa.I don't have a choice, so I go wait for the ball with Takagawa. Here goes, Takagawa. The ball that Miyagishi hit flies strong and straight right towards Takagawa. Takagawa can't dodge it. It hits him in the stomach. What's she doing? Whoosh, slam! I take my eyes off Takagawa rolling on the ground and look towards the mound where the noise is coming from.Otokawa is throwing the ball over and over to try to get used to the secret weapon. Voosh! Slam! I stand there watching in awe. Hey, stay focused! I hear Miyagishi and look back. But it's too late. A ball is flying straight at me. Kunk! The ball hits me in the gut and I fall to the ground just like Takagawa did.Hey, come on, you two! Focus!And practice after school. Here you go. What's this? Otokawa looks at the wristwatch-like thing that Kaneda has handed her. We're almost done with the adjustments, so I thought I'd give it to you. Thanks to Kaneda's adjustments, Otokawa's straight ball is at about 159 kilometers per hour.That's the controller from the muscle suit you're wearing. You can adjust the power levels even when while you're throwing. Hey, pretty spiffy. Otokawa puts it on and looks at it happily. Use the dial to control the power on the actuator.Clockwise turns it up. The screen shows the output, the battery levels, and the pitching mode. What about this button? She points to the button and asks. Those are to be used in cases of emergency. It's a backball. What's a backball? I'm not talking to you. Heh. So what happens when you push this button? Push it and you'll see. Arakawa pushes the button. The pitch mode just changed to magic ball. What? Magic ball? Isabe comes running over when he hears this. When you push that, it activates the magic ball mode. It allows you to temporarily pitch a ball that a normal person could never hit. We're talking manga levels of fucking pitching right now. What a brilliant machine! When he hears this explanation, Isobe's eyes sparkle and he looks at the watch wantingly. But be careful. When you activate that, the actuator safety shut off, so the side effects are no joke. Never throw more than one at a time. If you do, I can't guarantee what will happen to your arm. And it drains the battery, so you can't throw a lot of them. Got it. Arakawa nods when she hears these warnings. So let's see one of those magic balls. Everyone looks at Arakawa full of anticipation. Okay. Isabe and Arakawa take up their positions. Ready any time. I'll catch this magic ball. Isabe's heart is pounding with anticipation. He punches his mitt in anticipation. Okay? I can't guarantee what will happen. Arakawa pushes the switch with the hand that's holding the ball. Beep! The words magic ball appear on the screen. Immediately the actuator begins to tighten on her body. Arakawa confirms everything and starts to wind up. Gulp! We all swallow and watch. Stance! Arakawa steps down on the plate. She throws her arm forward. Whoosh! Whoosh! The ball leaves her hand and flies through the air at unprecedented speeds. It's hard to believe a human threw it. Slam! Ugh! The ball slams straight into the mitt. It's so strong that Isabe falls backwards. We don't really comprehend what happened. We stand there stunned. Did you see that? I did. I blinked and missed it. Takigawa, how fast was it? How many kilometers was that? I asked Takigawa. Can you believe it? It's... Takigawa says and shows us the display. It says 200 kilometers an hour. Is it broken? I can't believe what I see. 200, that's impossible. There's no way a human being can throw that fast. No, I'm sure that ball went 200. Ouch, it felt like my arm was gonna get ripped off. I can't believe you threw that. It was so fast, I couldn't keep my eyes on it. Isabe pulls himself together and throws the ball back to Arakawa. Catch! Ouch, it hurts my arm. Arakawa shakes out her arm that has pain shooting through it. She pushes the button again. Beep! The words magic ball 2 appear on the face. She confirms this and grabs the ball once more. I told you not to throw more than one in a row. Are you going to throw another one? I'm putting my life on the line catching it, you know? Arakawa ignores Isabe's whining and winds up slowly. Stance. She's going to throw again. We forget to blink. Our eyes are on Arakawa. Whoosh! Whoosh! The ball leaves her hand and spirals through the air. There's no way anyone can hit that. There's no way I can catch that! Isabe freezes when he sees the ball flying at him erratically. Isabe is so scared he closes his eyes. It's a ball that can't be hit, but it's also a ball that can't be caught. Thud! Ugh! The ball spirals out of control, but it practically pierces Isabe's mitt. And of course, Isabe flies backwards! Damn! What was that? I can't believe what I just saw. I've never seen, let alone heard of, such a strange ball. No one can hit a ball like that. We stand there for a while, stunned. It's all we can do to wrap our hands around what we just saw. Wrap our heads, not our hands. Kanada looks satisfied as she works on her laptop. I thought I was gonna die. Isabe confirms that he's still alive. He slowly removes the ball from the mitt and stands up. Let's take a break. I was so scared, I almost pissed myself. Yeah, I bet you did. Isabe calls out to Odakawa on the mound and comes right over to us. Odakawa looks tired. She leaves the mound and comes over. Pant, ouch. Are you okay? Odakawa looks like she's in pain. I'm worried. It's okay, my shoulder just hurts a little. Ouch! Her face is blue, she's trying to smile, her arm is hanging from her shoulder. I told you not to throw two in a row. Those pitches are beyond the limitations of what the human body can do. I hope you don't throw any of those in a row during the game. I see what you mean. I know firsthand now. Yeah, and think about me too. I got lucky and caught it, but I didn't feel so great on that second ball. I'm sorry. You're so dramatic. It's not gonna kill you or anything. I don't know, it just might. Then let's see you catch one. No way, my specialty is hitting. Isabe looks pissed that Miyagishi shakes him off so easily. Well, we got to see the magic ball. Why don't we take a little break then practice some more? We take a short break and go back to practicing, but Odakawa's magic balls are still fresh in our minds. Odakawa recovers and resumes practicing. So long as we have the magic balls, we're set. The foreigner that Leona brought over is no comparison. Our morale is high. We are confident that we'll win. Even if our enemy is Leona Morimoto, there's no way we're gonna lose. The game is the day after tomorrow. Until just yesterday, we were filled with trepidation, and now we're looking forward to it. The 13th day, Friday. Friday the 13th. I earned that shirt, by the way. Wake up! Wake up! Russell. You're such a pain! Pretty sure that's not what she said in Japanese. Russell. Wake up! Pound! I am yanked back to reality by the intense pain! Oh, sorry, I forgot I had the contraption on. She was pounding on me while wearing the muscle suit that Kanada made for her. No wonder she seems so strong. She thought she was hitting me lightly, but it's pretty powerful. Ouch, why are you wearing that thing? I grab my stomach, which is in pain, and get up. We have morning training, so I thought it'd be easier to put it on now. Yeah, well that almost killed me. I look at Odakawa resentfully. Come on, it's water under the bridge. Anyway, now that you're up, let's go to school. Fine. I drag my heavy body around to get ready to go to school. My body is a wreck from our previous practice sessions. I hope I'm going to be okay for tomorrow's game. Today is the last day of training, and once the game is over tomorrow, I can have my freedom back. If we win, that is. Okay, everyone, this is our last day of practice, so do your best. We gather on the field as usual and begin our practice. It's been 3 days in a row of practice. I can see the fatigue in everyone's eyes. We had to start practicing as soon as the exams ended. Everyone is exhausted. Takigawa, catch the ball! How can I catch a ball like that? Stop making excuses and catch it. The enemy will not cut you any slack. Well, some of us seem to be fine. But compared to that first day, we're doing much better. Nonomiya, who was useless, is now not so bad. But we won't know until the game tomorrow how effective this training is. We don't even have enough people to have a practice game. We're going straight into the real deal, but it's the same for them too. I can't imagine that Leona Morimoto would practice. We have a pretty good chance of winning. We have no choice but to believe that right now. Morning class is in. Otokawa and I have lunch in the cafeteria. I am starving because I didn't eat much of a breakfast and then had to practice all morning. So how's practice going for you? She's shocked by my appetite. Otokawa asked me with concern. It's coming along. Coming along, the game is tomorrow. I know. But unlike you, we're not so athletic. I know that, but you're the second baseman. As an infielder, you'll have to be more on it. If you make sure they don't get any hits off of you, I won't have to do much. Besides, if push comes to shove, Canada will do something. She's the shortstop. I'm disgusted. How can you be a good second baseman with that attitude? What are you going to do if a ball comes flying at you? Besides, if they make it to first, you're going to have to play. If that happens, whatever will be, will be. And if it doesn't, give up. Goodness. Horikawa clutches her head. But to be realistic, I can't man second base. I'll do my best, but... Come on, it'll be too late for regrets once we lose. I know. I have enough to worry about on my own. It was a mistake not to check in on you practicing. I would do my best not to give any hints, but... Or did she say hits? Oh, she said hits, not hints. But you're going to have to deliver as a batter, you know. But that's impossible. There's no way I can hit that professional quality pitch. I think about that Linda girl's pitch and get depressed. There's no way I can hit a ball like that. It's not the kind of thing that happens by accident. Otokawa can throw and hit great. She's the perfect offensive and defensive player. I, on the other hand, can't hit or throw. It would have been okay if I could at least do one of the two. Don't worry. Miyagishi said she's going to do a special batting training session. Thanks to her, I can now hit a ball that's going about 160 kilometers. There's no way! Miyagishi and Otokawa may be able to hit something like that, but there's no way I can. Listen, this is our last practice, so I'm going to drill batting techniques into you. We don't have a lot of time, so you're gonna have to learn this through experience. If you miss, you'll have to run 20 laps around the field. Damn, they'll be exhausted by the time they get done. But, as promised, Miyagishi gives us intensive batting training during our afternoon practice. Otakawa is the one pitching, of course. It's ridiculous to try to start me off with 160-kilometer pitches in anticipation of what it will be like tomorrow during the game. Damn, you might as well be playing for the major leagues at this point. I'm going to demonstrate, so be sure to watch closely. Miyagishi grabs a bat and goes to the batter box. Go ahead! Otakawa throws a fastball. Whoosh! The ball flies straight down the middle at incredible speeds. Miyagishi glares at the ball. She swings the bat as hard as she can with perfect timing. The bat rings as it makes contact with the ball. The ball flies straight out to the outfield. Everyone screams, "Wow!" Miyagishi looks proud. So there you have it. Who's going to go next? Isabe steps forward. Leave it to me. I can handle a woman's pitch in my sleep. Well, I don't know about this, bruh. Isabe steps into the batter's box and begins to swing his bat. Do your worst. Otakawa throws a merciless fastball just like the last one. Whoosh! Slam! But the ball flies into Miyagishi's mitt before Isabe swings at it. Whoosh! Isabe totally misses it and it sends him spinning around. You're all talk! It's a metal bat. You don't have to swing so hard. At that speed, you just have to barely touch it and it will fly. So don't think about hitting it. Swing it as though you're just trying to make contact. One more time. Isabe doesn't get it. He tells Otakawa to pitch to him again. Catch. Swing. One more. Catch. Swing. One more. Catch. Swing. It's the same result every time. Isabe finally gives up and puts the bat down. I think I'm off today. You're pitiful. How can you call yourself the president of the baseball club? Okay, Hayami-kun, you try. Me? Yes, go on. I take the bat that is handed to me and, scared, step into the batter's box. Okay. Otakawa hears me and pitches. Whoosh! Catch. It's so fast I forget to swing and just watch the ball. There's no way I can hit such fast balls from the get-go. Whoosh! Catch. Again, I just watch it go by. You can't follow it with just your eyes. It's so fast, it's scary to watch. Come on, you're never going to be able to hit anything if you're just standing there. I hear her and decide to swing the bat this next time. Otakawa's third pitch comes towards me. I let go of my ego and swing the bat. Swing! But the ball curves suddenly and doesn't even brush the bat. It flies straight into the mitt. A trick ball? You didn't tell me? I complain to Otakawa. Otakawa's laughing out on the mound. They're not going to be throwing all straight balls during the game, but there's no way a novice can hit a trick ball. So concentrate on the straight balls. Don't panic and just start swinging. Wait to swing until you know the ball is meant for you. Okay, next, Takigawa. Me? Takigawa's watched us make fools of ourselves and picks up the bat enthusiastically. Swing. Catch. Swing. Catch. Swing. Catch. Okay, you're done. Takigawa lives up to our expectations and steps down. There's no way I can hit something like that. Takigawa comes back with a dejected look. Kaneda steps into the batter box next. There's no way that nerd girl can hit that. I'll bet $100. Whoosh! Clang! Kaneda easily hits Sotokawa's ball with her usual cool expression. I was just joking. Izume watches the ball get smaller and smiles nervously as he backpedals. Good job, Kaneda. It's not just your IQ that's 200. Kaneda's expression doesn't change one bit as she steps out of the batter box. She comes over to Isabe. That $100. Pay me before the end of the month. Ugh. The only people who can hit Otakawa's balls are Miyagishi, Kaneda, and Otakawa herself. The other girls put on a disappointing display as well. Needless to say, they have a ways to go before they become useful batters. The guys are the worst. No matter how many times we try, we never even manage to brush the ball. Ugh, you guys are supposed to be dependable, but you're utterly useless. Although we knew this all along. Miyagishi takes a jab at us for being so disappointing. Takun, you're the worst. Even I made contact with the bat. Yeah, the guys are deadweight around the girls' necks. They're having a free-for-all, but there's nothing we can say because they're right. Even Isabe, who would normally fight back, is depressed about the $100. There's only one thing left to do. Miyagishi looks at us emotionlessly. What? You'll have to get hit by the ball to get on base. What? Excuse me? We scream when we hear this. I thought she was joking when she said this before. Get hit? She throws at least 150 kilometers. Something like that could kill us. You just have to get hit so it doesn't kill you. You say it like it's nothing. Then learn how to hit Otakawa's balls. Then there's no option. I'm sorry, but if necessary, you're gonna have to get hit on base. But isn't there another way? It's such a cruel strategy, Otakawa steps in. I'm sorry, but no. Besides, these three can't hit or defend. That's the only way they can be of use to us. Miyagishi replies bluntly. She sounds so convincing, even Otakawa agrees. I'm sorry, this is what needs to happen for us to win. Otakawa, even you! Shall we begin practicing then? Practice? I have a bad feeling, but I asked Miyagishi anyway. Well, of course! Getting hit! You call that practice? If you make it too obvious, you'll get called on it. But still, why do we have to practice? Stop complaining, and get ready! Miyagishi drags us along. Whenever you're ready! No, really! Isabe is dragged into the batter box. He's holding a bat, shaking. I'm sorry! Otakawa looks really sorry as she winds up to throw. Whoosh! Catch! Isabe just stands there and lets the ball go by. Don't just stand there, you have to get hit or it's not going to work! It's not that easy! Otakawa regains her composure and throws the second pitch. Whoosh! Wow! Isabe screams as he puts his body in front of the white ball. Clunk! The ball catches Isabe in the side. Isabe falls over and rolls around on the ground. That's too obvious. Okay, Hayami-kun, you're next! Me too? Of course. I grab the bat, I look at Isabe who is still on the ground, and I step into the batter box. I don't want to end up like him. Oh, okay. Otakawa throws the ball. Whoosh! Catch! Like Isabe, my body freezes. I can't bring myself to get hit. Come on now, we don't have time for this. I know. I resolve myself to it and decide to do it on the next pitch. The longer I draw this out, the more scared I'm gonna get, so I may as well. Otakala throws the ball again. Whoosh! I close my eyes and move forward. Oh well, we got another choice. We got another choice. Hold on, guys. I gotta go find the thing. Find the thing. It shouldn't take me that long, honestly. Let's see. Right here. Okay, here we go. That's the second to the last choice in the game. It tells me to stick the body out. I grab the bat and thrust my body forward, just like Isabe did. The ball hits me in the shoulder. It hurts so bad, I scream. Are you okay? Otakala asks me, worried. It hurts so bad, I wanna die! That's about a 60. Miyagishi says coolly. She doesn't care that I'm in pain. Next, Takigawa. I don't wanna die. Takigawa enters the batter box. He looks like he's on his way to the gallows to be hung. I hear Takigawa scream. 10 points, too dramatic. And this is how our batting practice went on until it was time to leave campus. No more. I'm gonna die if I have to do any more of this. By the time we're finished, we're exhausted mentally and physically from practicing being hit. Why are we the only ones that have to practice this crap? Yeah, it's discrimination. Takigawa exclaims as he glares at the girls who are swinging their bats in the distance. It's because you guys are useless. Well, it looks like you're getting used to being hit. We're counting on you for the game. Or we're counting on you for the game. I am not used to it. Besides, if we keep getting hit during the game, it's gonna look suspicious. Let's call it a day, shall we? Would you like to say a few last words as our leader? Who, me? Miyagishi puts Otakawa on the spot. But I didn't prepare anything. That's fine. It can be anything. Miyagishi pushes Otakawa forward. She's embarrassed. We completed our last day of practice. Tomorrow is the day that we will see the results. It is our day of reckoning. I am not saying we must win, because I believe that it is impossible for us to lose. There is a passage in the Bible. There is nothing in this world that you cannot overcome. God is a realist. He would never put you in a situation you cannot handle. And what's more, he always provides an escape route for us. In other words, then no matter what the tribulation, if we believe in one another and help each other, the righteous shall be victorious. So do not give up. Believe in yourselves and stand up to the test. Otakawa exhales quietly. President, I'm so moved. I'll do my best tomorrow. Fujiwara is so moved, she applauds Otakawa's speech. I too would do my best for you, President. I don't really understand, but I'm gonna do my best too. Well, we can do it when we put our minds to it, too. Huh, Takigawa. Yeah, I'm not so confident, but sure. Me too. Ditto. Everyone follows Fujiwara's lead and we encourage each other. Thank you, everyone. Our group that shares a common fate finished our last practice before tomorrow's game. Finally, we go up against Leona Morimoto tomorrow. It's Judgment Day. Flop. After dinner and a bath, I flop onto my bed, refreshed. My body's a mess from practicing day after day, and I'm covered in bruises from today. But practice is over now. Just thinking that makes me feel better. And I haven't run into Leona the past few days. I haven't had to experience any sexual hell at the hands of that devil woman. And ever since they started getting into baseball, my three dorm mates have been well behaved. Come to think of it, these last few days have been pretty normal. Since I've been here, my days have been quite out of the ordinary. Thanks to that, my nether region is starting to get restless. Makes sense, I was forced to experience loads and loads of it, and now suddenly there's been nothing, so it's bound to get built up. Oh, I can't anymore. I managed to keep my hand from reaching my crotch. The game is tomorrow. I shouldn't be wasting any energy needlessly. I need to get some rest for tomorrow. I say this to myself as I get ready to go to bed. Huh? I hear a whoosh sound coming from below my window. I look to see what it is. Otakawa is there, alone in the dark, swinging the bat. She looks like she's possessed or something, swinging the bat over and over. What is she doing? I'm concerned about Otakawa. I leave my room and head outside. The moment I step outside, the sound gets louder. Swing! What are you doing out here alone at this time of night? Otakawa stopped swinging. She's startled. I couldn't sleep, Otakawa says and smiles at me. But don't you think you should get some sleep for tomorrow? I'm restless if I'm not doing something. Otakawa says and swings the bat as hard as she can. Huh, you get like that too? Well, of course. I'm pushing myself too, you know. I'm not playing the honor student because I want to. I may not look it, but I'm really a coward. Uh-huh. I look at Otakawa. Otakawa is a regular student just like me, but unlike me, she has strong convictions and is motivated. But maybe that's what pushes her to push herself so hard. Having watched her, I can see that she's desperately trying to live up to everyone else's expectations. Hey, you want to have a go? Huh? Go on, it's the perfect opportunity. I'll check out your swing for you. Nah, it's okay. I'm offering to help you, so be thankful and accept it. Otakawa says and forces me to take the bat. I helped you with your exams too, didn't I? If you learn how to bat for me, you'll be just fine. I don't know. I don't fully believe her, but I grab the bat as I'm told. I'll watch while you swing. I begin to swing the bat as hard as I can while Otakawa watches. Relax more. Relax and swing. If your shoulders are too tense, the bat will move unnaturally. Hold the bat a bit higher. Don't be greedy and try to hit it. Just stick the bat out enough to make contact. It's pointless to swing if you don't make contact. Like this? Yes, bend your knees more. Don't let the bat swing you around. Listen, you'll never hit it if you wait to swing until the ball is right in front of you. Watch carefully as she throws. Determine the path of the ball as soon as it leaves her hand. People have strange habits when they throw trick balls. If you see that, unless you're really confident, don't do anything. All that's left to do is believe in yourself and hit the ball. Imagine the ball hitting the bat. If you do that, it's guaranteed that the bat will hit the ball. I listen to Otokawa as I follow her instructions and swing over and over. In the darkness, only the sound of my bat swinging breaks the silence. My swing was clumsy at first, but it's getting better as she's guiding me through it, and I start to feel like maybe I can hit it. As if to solidify this image, I continue to swing the bat with sweat collecting on my brow. I don't know how long I did this, but eventually I give my tired arms a rest. You're getting much better. Okay, so to finish off, try to hit one of my balls. What? I'm panting. I look up at Otokawa. Otokawa takes a ball and starts to walk away. She checks the conditions of the ground and starts to grip the ball. Here goes! Wait, but it's too dark for me to see the ball. I put the bat up as I say this to her. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You can't hit it because you depend too much on your eyes. Pros use their other senses. You'll never hit it if you keep your eyes on the ball. Wait, but I'm a total novice. Believe in yourself. Here goes. Otokawa begins to wind up. I gather my resolve and I grab the bat just like she taught me. I look at Otokawa. In this darkness at those speeds, there's no way I can see the ball. But I know Otokawa is going to send it straight down the middle. If that's the case, I just have to get my timing right. As she stomps her foot down, I'm sure she releases the ball. I trust my intuition. I wait a breath, then swing the bat. In that moment, just like I imagined, I can feel the sensation of the ball hitting the bat. And the bat flies out into the darkness and disappears. Wow, you hit it! I am standing there in shock as Otokawa comes running over. I definitely hit it. I'm still standing there in shock. I can still feel the sensation. You can do it if you try. Now that you've done it once, don't forget what it feels like. Use it in tomorrow's game. I'll try that. Good luck. Otokawa closes her eyes and brings her face closer to mine. Huh? Kiss. It's a spell so you can hit the ball during tomorrow's game, Otokawa says shyly. It takes a while to realize what just happened. I can still feel Otokawa's lips on mine, I'm sure of it. Crunch, crunch. What are you two doing out here? Miyagishi comes over to us from nowhere. I'm sure she came to see what that sound was. Nothing, huh, Hayami-kun? Yeah. I follow Otokawa's panicked lead. Suspicious. Never mind. Get to bed. Tomorrow's game day. Okay. Otokawa and I go back inside like nothing ever happened. Otokawa cast a spell on me. We're gonna win tomorrow. For her. Finally, the morning of the game. Okay, this is it, guys. This is the big baseball game. So, I think I'll do it tomorrow. We'll see, because I'm actually supposed to do a full Evil Ernie comic. A whole arc, so that's going to take a while. So, we'll see how much I can get done. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time with more discipline as we get to the big game. Stay tuned.